All right, I did the a slight slip of the hand, and suddenly I found myself pushing the 2, not the 7 button, which was stupid, so here I go. First of all, I'm an English teacher. I work at the London Nautical School, and so my world is marking. I wanted to talk to you about things that I care about. One of the things is about the students' agency in their learning, not about me being effective, but about them being effective and them being in charge. I also believe that whatever has to happen, if it's going to be meaningful, it has to feel authentic. Actually, I have to be authentic, but also their experiences of learning also have to be authentic. So we invented this. I want to show it to you. Basically, first of all, we thought, what do we have to solve? I agree. Earlier we were hearing about feedback and the importance of feedback and the value of feedback, and we've got all of this research behind us telling us that feedback matters. But we also know that to give feedback effectively under the conditions that it works, which means giving it time and making it relevant to the needs of the students and in the place while they're doing the learning, not afterwards, and this is where it comes to giving the feedback before the race is run, is very difficult to do because it feels a lot like this when you're doing it. And the issue for us wasn't just... What? It's like a pantomime, isn't it? He's behind you. The issue became something also for us to do with the fact that we were giving our feedback, but it was too late. The race had run. It was like a runner getting their coach to give them all their exercises and training, but not mention a word, not until they'd finished their big race, maybe the Olympics. And then afterwards, after the Olympics, you would say, these are all the things you should have done. Well, that's what we're like when we mark their controlled assessments and give them detailed feedback. It's too late and they don't care. So we invented this, a front page, a class page, and a student blog. In the student blog, these things happen, which I know you'll know are magical because this happened spontaneously. I didn't have to make any of it happen. I did this bit. Here's a good attempt at decoding a paragraph. It's about Romeo and Juliet. Could you look into it and see if you know what I mean, I said on their blog. They then went... I'm going to show you anyway. I've looked at it again. I understand what you mean. Thanks for responding. He said that to me. I didn't ask for it. He did it from home. Another situation. Thank you, sir. I appreciate the advice you've given me. I've taken it on board. A student has never said that to me before. And here's more of that feedback. And this is the most important thing that happened ever. And it happened just the other day, December the 8th, 5:59 p.m. A parent. Well done, son. Keep it up. I can't wait for more. That's it.